I'm Lizzie O'Leary, and this is Marketplace Weekend.
Branding and advertising are all around us. Billboards, commercials, logos, we see them all the time. And hear them, too, sometimes without even knowing it. Like when the stranger next to you on an airplane powers up their laptop. Somewhere in your brain, you know that's Windows. Here are a few examples. A little quiz. Listen to these pieces of audio and see if you can tell where they're from. That's the default iPhone ringtone. That's HBO's Sonic ID. And as most of our listeners know, this is Marketplace. Connor Moore is a musician who does sound design for brands. And we read about him in California Sunday Magazine. He's worked with Amazon, PayPal, and Uber Rush. I asked him what exactly sonic branding is and what it does.
The way that I really like to think about it is that every brand has a personality. So we as sound designers, composers, how can we communicate that by using sound or voice or music? You know, you played all those sonic IDs. Another example is like Intel Inside. Everyone knows that. Or the THX sonic ID.
Yep.
But, you know, now we're moving into a space where we can really start to branch out, you know, create assets for things like product sounds, voice for products, or voice for advertisements. They really all fall under the umbrella of sonic branding. And they should, you know, these are all opportunities to create a more cohesive brand experience that is both strategic and intentional.
I mean, I guess as a consumer, sometimes you're not thinking about the amount of work that, you know, went into something like that. But when you hear that HBO sound, it is priming your brain for like, okay, now I'm going to sit down and like really watch something fascinating.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it really inspires that kind of awe that sucks you into the cinematic experience. And, you know, it's a cool example you picked because I don't know if you remember, but, you know, I'm a kid from the 80s watching in the mid-80s, HBO used to have this intro that they played before all their films, and it was this super dramatic intro that had this big, you know, score to it. It was about a minute long,
yeah.
But yeah. So they've actually,
like,
you know,
swooped around.
Exactly. Totally takes me back. Very nostalgic moment. But they've actually continued that that DNA, if you will, that sonic theme, but in a much more subtle way today. So after you hear that initial sound logo that you played, it segues into a cue that, you know, was created in the early 80s. So, you know, it's really cool to see how some of these brands are evolving sound in more subtle ways, too.
I want to talk with you about a piece of your work. So we're going to play, I believe, a ringtone for the Amazon Fire phone. Let's play that. So you made that, right?
I was a creative director for that.
When you hear that noise, what does it evoke in you?
Serenity. You know, one thing that I think a lot of people dislike about ringtones is they're very jarring. You know, they can really grab people's attention in a negative way. So one of the things we tried to do was create a sense of wonder, but also of serenity. You know, we didn't want to jump out and become annoying to users.
You know, it didn't occur to me until I was preparing for this interview, but every time somebody's cell phone rings, I mean, that is, in a sense, advertising.
Absolutely. It's, you know, the audio version of a billboard.
Well, when you talk about the Fire Phone, for example, okay, we played one ringtone, but then there is a whole suite of sounds that goes along with a product like that. Mm-hmm. Do you sit down as a creative director and think, this is the identity I want the phone to have? And how do you translate that into sound?
I mean, it's a whole process. You know, initially you go in and you go into a project discovery, right? Discovering what the brand is about, what the product is about. So you take, you know, concepts of their brand identity that has already been shaped, and you're also looking at, you know, taking cues from the visual experience or the industrial design in order to shape this through sounds. You know, the way that I see this is visual artists using type fonts or color schemes. We use timbre of instruments, keys in music or modes or melodies in order to create these color palettes. So, you know, it's really interesting, and it's a hard thing that I've learned over time is how can you create these feelings of, say, serenity, for example. What does that mean?
Well, because sound is so intimate, I think, in a way that other media aren't.
It is a very intimate thing. I think music has the ability to connect to people like most mediums don't. It's really impactful as far as like nostalgia, remembering an experience that you went through, and it takes you right back there. It also brings recall, brand recall. It's a very powerful tool for brands to use. You know, like you played the iPhone ringtone. I take Bart into the city every day, and you hear that, you know it's an Apple phone immediately. You hear a Nokia, you know, ringtone, you know that's a Nokia phone. So, you know, the intimacy of sound and music is a really powerful tool for brand recall.
How is this going to become even more important as we start to get more and more devices that talk to each other? You know, I can imagine a universe in which your Samsung fridge talks to your phone, talks to your dishwasher.
Right, right. We're starting to move away from the visual user interface. You're seeing products like Amazon Echo come in. Moving forward, I think a lot of these devices are going to exist around us, and the way we're going to communicate them is by sound, you know, whether it be voice or sound design. Sound is going to become even more of a huge player in terms of product and technology. You know, we as experts in this field have to really be careful about how we create this and where it is used. Part of my job is to say, okay, we don't need 100 sounds. Let's do 10, you know, and just strip it back, because ultimately you don't want to have every device in your home telling you this, that, or the other, or beeping at you. You know, you want to be very selective of these things and do it tastefully.
What does it cost to make a great Sonic logo?
What we recommend is to, you know, people that work in this field, is not to just approach it from a Sonic ID perspective necessarily. It's more of a bigger brand build out. There are clients certainly that come along and they just need a product sound, for example, or a Sonic ID. So we take those jobs on as well. The bigger projects that, you know, include Sonic ID, a bigger strategy, discovery process, as well as product sound, those type of projects can take upwards of a year, and they can cost hundreds of thousands of dollars,
wow,
right? Whereas smaller projects can certainly be in the tens of thousands.
One of the things you talked about with California Sunday Magazine was cars and the sound that, you know, electric vehicles make or will be making, which kind of blew my mind because, right, they don't sound like combustion engine cars. Can you explain the difference between, I don't know, what a Dodge Charger sounds like and a Nissan Leaf sounds like?
It's interesting because when you think about it, an internal combustion engine, some of them are very loud and very obnoxious. So this is an opportunity to create something more pleasant and branded to that particular car or that particular company. I think the Leaf is a really cool example. You know, they've done a lot of work with their actual internal sound UI as well, outside of the engine tone. And it's been a very strategic effort for them that I think they've had a lot of success with.
So when this thing rolls down the street, like, what am I going to hear? And will some part of my lizard brain know that it's a Nissan Leaf?
I think so, especially as the, you know, the landscape fills out a little bit more. The Nissan Leaf is a very lightweight engine tone. It's almost a whir, like kind of wind. And there's a lot of opportunity for the future of electric cars. As far as what do cars sound like, you know, going from internal combustion engines to kind of blue sky right now, we as composers and sound designers are pretty excited about what that could be.
Connor Moore, thank you so much.
Thank you. Really appreciate it.